It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And welcome inside the Sweeney Rec Center in Kansas City, Missouri, on the campus of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. We have Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball on exhibition coming up as Northwest Missouri State University takes on UMKC this evening in an exhibition matchup. These two teams met one season ago, a 69-58 win for the Roos on their home floor. Of course, that was en route to winning the Western Athletic Conference. They went 13-3 in league play a season ago, and they won that league. This year, they moved on to the Summit League. As for Northwest Missouri State, the Bearcats off to a 1-1 start so far this season. Dropped the opener two Thursdays ago to Northeastern State, 64-56. They bounced back on that Saturday over Rogers State, 70-62. And Northwest Missouri State looking to come in and find a little momentum coming out of this Thanksgiving break, take on a good Roos team, and hopefully that translates into more good basketballs. They have two conference games coming up later this week. First Central Missouri on Thursday and Lincoln on Saturday. Both of those basketball games will be at home. Alongside John Coffey, I am Matt Trenton with this evening's basketball game. And John Coffey, feels like it's been a long layoff going from that Saturday against Rogers State, that whole Thanksgiving week, but now finally getting back into it and trying to find that flow of the basketball season still.
Yeah, and I think we'll be able to do that starting this week for the most part, at least for the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and you have a little bit of a break for the Christmas holidays. But to start the season, then you had to kind of go to a halt there just for a little bit due to Thanksgiving, then try to get back into the flow of things. And that's what this exhibition is all about for the Northwest Women, a chance to play a Division I team in the Kangaroos and then see how they match up against them, and then get ready for conference play again, which is coming up starting on Thursday with Central Missouri, and then you got Lincoln coming in on Saturday afternoon. So a couple of opportunities to get back and open things up at Bearcat Arena, so that'll be good. But again, there's really nothing that can happen but positive things out of tonight's matchup in this exhibition with the Kangaroos.
And just delivered a fun note as we go on the air this evening here in Kansas City that we're required to wear masks, even though we are 6 feet from the floor and we are spaced out here along the scores table away from everybody. We are required to wear masks, so things will at least sound a little bit different for this evening's basketball game, John Coffey, as we get rolling. But again, that's kind of the era that we're living in right now with COVID-19, and there will not be any fans at this evening's basketball game either. So it'll be a very different feel from calling a basketball game and wearing a mask to having absolutely no one in the crowd. The benches are all spaced out. Very few people in here besides a little bit of folks on the scores table. And then you and I as well, John. So just it's a different era we're living in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, Northwest Missouri State, as we mentioned, 1-1 on the season. And, John, even though they lost that opener to Northeastern, we saw some good things down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and then bouncing back against Rogers State on Saturday. That was a 70-62 win. Northwest, a lot of energy coming from the Bearcats, especially once we saw Jalen Haggard get hot. She had the first 9 points for Northwest in that game down in Oklahoma. And that's one of those, a senior, she just cracked that 1,000-point barrier for this season, or for her career, I should say. And a player that Northwest really pulls a lot of energy from as she gets rolling.
Yeah, and it's a player that I think when it gets rolling, just loosens up a little bit. And once that first shot or two falls down, she is something that's she's tough to really stop from that point on. And it really seems like if she hits a couple early, she's going to be tough for the rest of the night. And that's what we saw against Rogers State. And that really opened up a lot of different things offensively for Northwest once she was able to get that going.
Again, the Bearcats won that game back on November 21st, 72-62. Their next scheduled game was actually December 3rd at that time. The Bearcats have added a couple of exhibitions. They have UMKC this evening, and then they also added a game at Drake up in Des Moines, Iowa, coming up on December 10th. So Coach Meyer looking at it saying, let's get in as many games as we can right now. We're not really sure what things are going to look like late in December as we get into January, February. So he's trying to give his players an opportunity to step up and play right now.
Yeah, and that's very good. Again, for the most part, again, a very young team. And the more that they can actually get on the floor and get some competition, the better. And, of course, in a season like this where he didn't have any non-conference games, you're able to find a couple of exhibitions against D1 teams where you can go out and kind of refine your game just a little bit and then get back into the conference schedule. It really has to be a positive for this Northwest team.
Northwest taking on UMKC this evening in Kansas City. The Bearcat pregame is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. The Bearcats and the Roos set to go to work at 6 o'clock this evening. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on Bearcat pregame.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. Also from the monks at Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Also from Northwest Cell at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices at nwmcell.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center on the campus of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritt, Northwest Missouri State, with an exhibition this evening against the Roos. And the Bearcats come into this basketball game a little bit banged up. Of course, we knew going into the season, no Peyton Rao. She had an injury prior to the year starting. She'll miss this entire season, but will come back 100% for next year, of course. No Kaylee Keston, a 5'8" freshman out of Lawrence, Kansas, as she's still rehabbing after an offseason injury. But also Emma Atwood, just in some concussion protocol. They expect her to be just fine. She feels fine, but they want to make sure that she is good to go once Thursday rolls around. So Emma won't be playing this evening. So we'll see Ellie Horn get her first start for the Bearcats here this evening this season. And Ellie's one, John, that we look at, especially against Rogers State, has really stepped up. She's a good post defender, and when she has the opportunity, she sunk some layups as well.
Yeah, she really is coming off a very good game against Rogers State. And one of the things I liked about her play against Rogers State was they needed some physicality inside against Rogers, and she was able to give that to him, and really in some cases gave her right back more than what they were giving Northwest inside. So she just really stood up and made a statement, I thought, against Rogers State and let them know that the Bearcats weren't going to be pushed around in that game. And that came at a key part of that first half. And I think from that point on, Northwest didn't look back in the game.
No, I think you're exactly right. And she's one, too, that she's going up against a Division I transfer. Came into the program from Memphis, where that particular post player for Rogers, quite a few minutes at the D1 level, and Ellie was able to come out and match that physicality, like you said, and the Bearcats really did a nice job in the paint. And I think that's a place this evening where you think about Paige Bradford, a 6-foot junior here for UMKC. She's good in the paint, but that's one place that Northwest, they can box out well. They might do a nice job clearing those defensive rebounds and have some offensive chances, because in UMKC's only game to this point this season, they gave up 57 rebounds to Bradley, including 16 on the offensive end.
And when you saw Northwest do that against Rogers, they were very effective in their transition offense. I really like the way Northwest ran that against Rogers State. And again, if they can get some big defensive boards like that here today and get fast break rolling, you never know what can happen. So I think that'll be one of the keys to this ballgame, is how well they do on the defensive boards and how successful they are in their transition game.
One player that we were I guess we shouldn't say pleasantly surprised, because we had been told all offseason about how good Molly Hartnett is, but boy, did she come out and play a couple big games down in Oklahoma that opening weekend. The 5'9" freshman for the Bearcats, 19.5 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per contest, shooting 57% from the field in her first two games. She looks like the real deal already, John.
Oh, no doubt about it. And just from the intangible standpoint, outside of the numbers, it really looks like she's taking over this offense and is running it out of that point guard position and makes everyone around her that much better just for what she's doing. She has a lot of confidence, and if you come into a game not given a roster and you're just looking out and trying to pick out who the true freshman is on the team, you wouldn't guess that Molly Hartnett is a true freshman out there. She's just very confident and runs that offense well, plays good defense, and for a point guard, goes to the boards hard. She's just the real deal, and what's nice is she's going to be around for a few years for Northwest.
Yes, she is. She is great off the bounce. We've seen Jalen Haggard and Kylie Coleman hit some big three-pointers to spread things out around the perimeter, so teams will really have their hands full if they try to pack it in and take away some of those drives and the post players and let those three-point shooters go off, or do they try to take away things around the perimeter? So it's definitely a difficult situation, regardless, for a coach trying to make that choice across the board. Northwest Missouri State 1-1 so far on the season. UMKC comes in at 0-1. This is an exhibition game in Kansas City this evening. And support for Bearcat pregame comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. More on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. Northwest and UMKC meeting in Kansas City this evening. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will hear from Northwest Missouri State senior guard Jalen Haggard. That's next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or his office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio, the Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Support also comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at baumleyauto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Bearcat basketball in Kansas City taking on UMKC this evening. Now chatting with Northwest Missouri State senior guard Jalen Haggard. And Jalen, first we go back to last weekend, and you came into the season just shy of 1,000 points for your career, getting that against Rogers State, but also going off for 28 points in that road game. What was that like for you just to kind of get in the groove and just take off right away?
Yeah, that was a really exciting game just for us to pick up our first win and the 1,000 points and everything. But I think any athlete, you know, any basketball player can say it's always fun when you get high. You just kind of play more confident, you play more loose. So it was a lot of fun.
As a leader, as a senior on this basketball team, obviously it's important to have a certain energy and to be able to bring that game in and game out. But it feels like, man, once you get rolling, the entire team is constantly feeding off of what you're doing out there, and it opens everything up. What's that like when you're in that zone?
Thankfully, our team, I feel like, doesn't really lack energy, but Meyer has said to me that on defense, whenever I kind of bring that spark on D, the whole team kind of catches fire. So I know I'm not the only one out there that can bring that energy, but, you know, that's just something that I take a lot of pride in, is just having fun and playing with passion, and I think our whole team does a great job of that.
And he's told me multiple times, obviously, what you bring outside opens things up underneath, but you kind of have the green light anywhere on the floor. It has to feel good getting that confidence from your head coach.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to know that, you know, pretty much wherever I'm at, if I'm open, he's giving me the go-ahead to shoot it. So I know he trusts me on the floor, and that allows me to kind of shoot a little bit more confidently in myself.
Took on UMKC last year, just an 11-point ball game. They go on to win the WAC a season ago. Now they're in a new conference. They lost a couple players from that squad, but you see the Bearcats taking steps forward already. What's this like in this environment, a chance to take on and take down a D1 team?
Yeah, I think we're definitely capable. We have all of the tools on our team needed to win a game like this, and I think all of us returners have just talked about, although it was only an 11-point game, I think we could all agree we didn't play very good basketball. So if we played how we did on Saturday, if we come out and play together as a unit, I think we have a pretty fair shot of winning this one.
First game of three this week. This kind of feels like we're actually back in a basketball season, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's what Lindsay and I were talking about. We're just trying to cram as many games as you can right now because, you know, every week is, you're not guaranteed anything. So we're just trying to take it game by game, and I couldn't care less if we played three games in a week or six. We're just ready to play.
Jalen, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Jalen Haggard, Northwest Missouri State senior guard, will take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center. Clarinda Regional is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. The walk-in clinic is also open from 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointment information is at clarindahealth.com. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main Street in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at northwestmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow Seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Also from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball on the road this evening with an exhibition game coming up against Division I University of Missouri, Kansas City in KC. Talking now with head coach Austin Meyer. Coach, you got to see this UMKC team a season ago. Got to come down here to the Sweeney Rec Center and get a feel for this atmosphere and go head-to-head with the team that won the WAC a season ago. You have to feel good about how that game turned out, but then all about also bouncing back this year and taking them on again with an improved Bearcat squad.
Yeah, definitely. We're thankful for the opportunity, and their coaching staff's done a great job with the program and the little time they've been here. Obviously, like you said, winning the league last year. So it'll be a challenge for us, but it's one we're definitely looking forward to. And we made it here today. You know, we had to do the three tests in a week is the Division I rule right now. So we're able to get that knocked out and came up with all negative tests. So hopefully we'll be ready to go.
We look back at that opening weekend, which now was over a week ago prior to Thanksgiving break. Going to Northeastern State and having a game right there that you kind of look back at the tape and you say, man, we could have done this, this, and this better. But then you go to Rogers 2 days later, you get a good win on the road there. What do you take away from that first weekend, and what do you hope to improve upon tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, starting the season, it's a new year for everybody. Obviously, nobody has film on anybody. So, you know, I think those teams, Rogers and Newman, are significantly improved from last year. You know, even if you look at Emporia State went to Northeastern on, I think, Saturday it was, and it was a three-point game in the fourth quarter, and Northeastern was out there leading score. So I think the teams towards the bottom, obviously us finishing 10th last year, we were one of those teams towards the bottom. I think we've all significantly improved, and I think the league is much tighter than it was probably last year. But, you know, the first game out, we turned it over too much. We didn't do a very good job post-defense, gave up way too many offensive rebounds. Thought we did a better job adjusting from game one to game two. We were much better post-defense-wise. Still turned it over too much. Did a little bit better job on the board. So we made some adjustments. We were better the second time, and hopefully we can, you know, we watched a lot of film this week. We were kind of limited on what we could do from a team standpoint just to avoid, you know, the contact tracing. But we watched a lot of film. Went over a lot, and hopefully we can play well here tonight.
Battling a couple injuries, we won't see him at Atwood tonight, but Ellie Horn getting a start. She was very good defensively and also on the glass against Rogers State. She is a senior. She was her first year in the program last year. Does it feel like she's kind of coming on and really going to give a good post presence this evening?
Yeah, she's done a great job. You know, coming in, you know, she's not overly skilled, but she works as hard as anybody. And the amount of time she spent in the gym with Coach Houston, just working on finishing, working on post moves. She's totally bought into our system and what we're trying to do. She's done a really good job for us post defense wise, ball screen coverages. You know, so the strength of her game is to post defend, rebound, set screens, and make layups is kind of what we want her focused on. And she's been great. So I'm excited for her to have the opportunity tonight.
Few kids from the Kansas City Metro on your basketball team, including freshman Molly Hartnett, who Bearcat fans got the first taste of 1 weekend ago. How fun is this for kids like that to be able to come into UMKC? And it won't be a packed house to what we'd hope to be because of COVID, but still to be able to play in their hometown and see a lot of family.
Yeah, definitely fun for them to get back down here. And like you said, yeah, it's a little disappointing that fans can't be here, but I know our kids are just appreciative of the opportunity. I know parents and family are just happy that the kids get to play and they can watch it at home. So we're excited, and I know our KC kids are too.
Obviously, having to be ready to get back into basketball, you couldn't really sit there as a player and kind of go crazy at Thanksgiving, but did you at least enjoy a little bit of turkey on Thanksgiving?
I did. I ate a lot, didn't feel good on Thursday, but got a workout back in Friday, did some conditioning with the girls in our group work, so it was good, and it was nice to have a couple days. We told our kids it was possibly the longest Thanksgiving break in NCAA history. We gave them 2 full days off, but had a chance to get home with family, and that's what it's about.
Great to be back on the court this evening, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer. We will take a timeout. Be back with your starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students in the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. Support also comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southeast Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More at clarindahealth.com. Also from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as accessories and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance, Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and businesses and 24-hour assistance. More at 562-2911 or in the office at 102 North Buchanan.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center in Kansas City, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State on the road, taking on UMKC in a women's basketball exhibition. Time for your starting lineups here on the Bearcat Radio Network, and support for those lineups comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. UMKC hosting Northwest Missouri State University women's basketball this evening, and playing here in Kansas City. Obviously, there are COVID protocols across the country, and there are no fans allowed in the stands for this basketball game. So essentially, when you look up into the seats, there's a few camera guys, but that is about it. There's a security worker, the officials coming to the floor now. John Coffey and myself here on the floor and some folks at the scores table, but it is bare inside the Sweeney Rec Center. So this is a very interesting environment as we get this exhibition in the third game of the season for Northwest underway in just a few minutes. But as we take a look at the starting lineups, we go to the Northwest Missouri State side. The Bearcats 1-1 on the season, coming off a win on November 21st over Rogers State. The Bearcats getting Jalen Haggard in the starting lineup for the second time this season. The 5'5" senior from St. Joseph put up 28 points on 8 of 13 shooting against Rogers just the other day. She's averaging 17 points per game early on in the season, shooting 57.1% from three-point range. Kylie Coleman also making her third start of the year. She's a 5'9" senior from Waukee, Iowa. Kylie with 12 points per game, 3 rebounds per contest as well. She is shooting 63% from the field early on in this season. Freshman phenom Molly Hartnett also in the starting lineup. She's a 5'9" guard from Overland Park, Kansas. She played her high school basketball at St. Thomas Aquinas. She's averaging 19.5 points per game and 9.5 rebounds per contest as well. She picked up a double-double against Rogers State, 17 points and 10 rebounds in that basketball game. The first double-double as a freshman at Northwest Missouri State since Shelby Mustaine in 2013. Also for the Bearcats this evening, Mallory McConkey back in the starting lineup. McConkey is a 5'9" senior from Guilford, Missouri. Played high school basketball at South Nottoway, just down the road from Maryville. She's averaging 3 points and 3.5 rebounds per game early on in this season. She was a 2020 All-MIAA Honorable Mention selection for the Bearcats. And rounding out the starting five for Northwest Missouri State, it is Ellie Horn. Ellie's a 6'3" senior forward from Newton, Iowa. She played her first two seasons of basketball at Des Moines Area Community College, transferred into the program a season ago. She's making her third career start this evening, averaging 2 points, 2.5 rebounds per game, and she had 4 points against Rogers State the other night, 1 of 1 from the floor, hit a couple free throws as well, 5 rebounds, 1 block shot, and played some really good post defense, and that's what the Bearcats hoping for once again this evening, that post presence on the defensive end and pulling down some big rebounds against this UMKC basketball team. Northwest Missouri State is led by head coach Austin Meyer in his third season at the helm. On the other side for UMKC, 0-1 on the season. Their first game came last Wednesday, November 25th at Bradley. That was an 84-70 loss. In the starting lineup tonight for the Ruse, it is Emily Ivory. She's a 5'5" junior from Davenport, Iowa. She had 21 points on 5 of 8 shooting against Bradley in that basketball game. She comes in top 10 at UMKC in career three-point field goals made with 167, but she's also top 10 in three-point field goals attempted, 472. So she's a 35% career three-point shooter, and as Coach Meyer said, she's all about quantity, getting those shots up, and has the capability of really catching fire. Also in the starting lineup for the Ruse, Taylor Larson. She's a 5'11" senior from Huxley, Iowa. She had 2 points and 5 rebounds against Bradley last week. Paige Bradford also getting the start. Bradford's a 6-foot junior from Davenport, Iowa. She transferred into the program this season from Kirkwood Community College. 9 points and 7 rebounds on 3 of 5 shooting against Bradley the other night. Jonae Johnson also in the lineup, a 5'7" junior from Chicago, 6 points against Bradley. And Jada Mickens, a 6-foot senior from Liberal, Kansas, transferred in from Hutchinson Community College, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block shot against Bradley 1 week ago. Northwest Missouri State and UMKC set to match up this evening.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We are just about set for the national anthem here at UMKC, Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball. Third game of the season, this one exhibition against UMKC. We will take a timeout, and when we come back, we will have the opening tip as the Bearcats meet the Roos right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is at jakesaintjoe.com. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. You don't want your last text to be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from Northwest Cell, located on South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And the national anthem here from the Sweeney Rec Center on the UMKC campus. Along with John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball getting set for an exhibition this evening against the Roos. Once again, last year, Northwest Missouri State came in here to the Sweeney Rec Center, a 69-58 loss to UMKC. But Kendi Eaton, 25 points in that basketball game. Jalen Haggard had 9. Mia Stillman also with 9 in that basketball game for Northwest. And UMKC, John, if you look at it, led by head coach J.C. Hoyt in her fourth season here. And she comes in, a Wichita State alumni, the WAC Coach of the Year a season ago. That was the first time ever they had a Conference Coach of the Year here at UMKC. They had the WAC Player of the Year as well in Erica Mattingly, Christina Soriano, also in the WAC All-Defensive Team. It was a very talented basketball team. They lost a couple big seniors, and now kind of still looking for that identity as we're still very, very early in this year.
Yeah, it is a team that's a little bit of transition from what they were a year ago, and what you really, as you mentioned, had a great season, 21-10 a year ago, semifinals of the WAC Conference Tournament, and really it makes that exhibition Northwest played with them look all that much better, because Northwest played with them last year in that exhibition down here, so this type of season they ended up having, I think just made things look that much better for the Bearcats, and I guess another game if they could come out and play one. I think in particular get the offense going like they had at times against Rogers State and do a good job, but we talked about early in the broadcast on the defensive board, so they can stay in this game, and you never know if you're close down the end what can happen.
Yeah, Coach Meyer, I think, feels pretty confident. He told the team coming in, we're just as talented as them. Why not come in here and pick up this upset win? And, you know, right now the Bearcats scheduling UMKC, and they have Drake coming up on December 10th, but Coach Meyer's building a good team. They've got that foundation, and obviously you want to get to the point where those D1s don't want to play you anymore, and I think they have that talent, and they might be on the cusp of that.
Yeah, I think that's what's happened to the Bearcat men's team.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, can't even get Duke anymore.
That's right. that is a nice goal to have, and I think, as we talked about, this is a Bearcat women's team that is showing signs of improvement each year, and I really like the roster that they put together for this season, and I think this is going to be a good test, and I think one thing that Jalen mentioned in your interview is you want to just appreciate every game you get a chance to play right now, because there's no guarantee with what can happen through this season, whether they can finish the season or not with the COVID protocols and everything. As everyone knows, without the season ended last year, so you just want to appreciate every opportunity you have to get out and compete, and I think they're looking at this in the right manner, and it should be a fun game.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is bizarre to be here without any fans. There are very few people in the stands. Both teams have had to test quite often to be able to get to have this opportunity, yet the benches are still spaced apart, and it's just so different than what you think college basketball is about, you know?
And what kind of cracks me up with all the pregame that they're doing here with no fans allowed in this arena. They're still doing the hype videos on the scoreboard here, and they have very nice message boards and different things, just like a normal game. But kind of to an audience of preaching to the choir here a little bit with...
Just roll the ball and go, right?
That's right.
We are set for action as Ellie Horn going against Jaden Mickens for the opening tip. It is won by UMKC and Mickens. She gets it out to Taylor Larson. UMKC will set up their offense. Bradford with it. Right wing immediately putting up a three-pointer over Ellie Horn. It is off the mark. Molly Hartnett with the rebound. Quickly pushing up the left sideline for Northwest. Down gets to the left block. Picks up her dribble to Kylie Coleman. Hands off for Jalen Hager. Quick three-pointer. And Hager knocks it down. And Northwest is in front right away.
Boy, you couldn't open a game any better than that.
UMKC down 3-0 early. Emily Ivory putting up a three on the other end from the right wing, and she is a big-time three-point shooter, as we mentioned, in the open. Top 10 in three-point field goals made in UMKC history. Also top 10 in attempts. You know she's going to put it up. She knocks down that first one. It's 3-3 in the early minutes here from the Sweeney Rec Center. Hartnett with it, top of the key, guarded by Johnson. She gets a screen from McConkey. She'll drive right into the paint. Pass across the lane. It is picked off by Bradford. Bradford quickly the other way. Gets to the right elbow. Throws it inside looking for Mickens. And she throws it away. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
That last turnover by Hartnett, I think that was a case where she just kept on driving the lane. She probably would have had a pretty good look at an easy layup as they kind of sagged off of her in anticipation of that pass. I think that would have been an opportunity for her just to go ahead and go up with the layup.
A freshman mistake there, but one that Coach Meyer doesn't expect often. He loves the way that she can handle the ball and control a tip over the game. Although a pass there for Kylie Coleman in the right corner comes in wide. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover on the Cats. 3-3 early. Jalen Haggard knocked down a three-pointer on Northwest Missouri State's first possession. UMKC answered with a three-pointer from Ivory. Those two guarding each other on this trip for UMKC. As Bradford with it around the perimeter. Now goes to the right side into the hands of Larson. The senior looks into the paint. Now the entry pass comes in for Bradford. One dribble to the left. Now a kick out to Ivory. Hand in her face from Hager. Dribbles up to the top of the key. McHartnett switches onto her. Back inside to Bradford trying to attack Horn. She goes in, and Horn comes up with the block shot. The ball is loose on the floor. And we're going to say a shot clock violation on UMKC. They didn't get one off to touch the rim, at least, the Northwest forcing another turnover.
And Ellie Horn picking up where she left off against Rogers State. Really playing physical inside.
And you can tell they're trying to attack her with Bradford. Coach Meyer talked about Bradford when we spoke with her pregame, that she's a very tough competitor out there. They're going right at her and Ellie Horn. And there, Molly Hartnett with another turnover this one. A steal coming up by Jonae Johnson, the junior from Chicago, Illinois. Hartnett then immediately reaches in and picks up the foul. So that three early turnovers on the freshman.
Now, you may have heard us talk a little bit earlier, no fans allowed in this arena, and that is the case. But they are running crowd noise through the speakers, much like you get at the NFL or Major League Baseball games this year. So the place is going to sound packed if you're listening to us here tonight, but there's nobody in here.
Mickens driving baseline goes up, reverse layup, no good. She is boxed out by McConkey. Coleman comes up with the rebound, ahead to Hartnett. Across the timeline, now slowing it up. Northwest setting up their offense. Hartnett on the drive, into the paint. Kick out for Coleman. Coleman into the corner for McConkey. She'll drive baseline on Mickens. Underneath the hoop, tough reverse layup off the rim, no good. Bradford pulls down the rebound. Quickly ahead to Johnson. Johnson picked up by Coleman. Now into the hands of Bradford. Bradford dribbling to her right, just inside the perimeter, hands it off for Ivory, spots up, deep three-pointer, off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes out long to Coleman. The Bearcats get another stop. As UMKC 1 of 5 from the field early, Northwest 1 of 2, a few turnovers though. Left wing, Haggard with it. Backs out, now into the corner for Coleman. Coleman looks inside to Horn, floats a pass inside, over the top of two defenders, partially blocked by Mickens, and Bradford pulls it down for the ruse.
Time Northwest tried to take advantage of Bradford falling to the floor. They got that insert pass there, but by that point, Bradford got back up and was there for the double team.
Ivory inside to Bradford. King convert the layup. McConkie with the defensive rebound, and Coach Meyer slowing things down. They're going to let McConkie bring the ball up this time, as she is picked up at midcourt by Mickens. McConkie is screened to her left from Horn. Now left wing it goes for Hartnett. 14 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. 6:28 to play in this opening quarter. Bearcats and Ruse in Kansas City. Hartnett driving with that left hand to the left block, off the glass, and it rattles home. First points of the day for Molly Hartnett, and that will tie us, or that will put Northwest Missouri State in front 5-3. Johnson controlling it, right wing for UMKC. Bounce pass into the corner now for Bradford. Dribbles into the lane, spins, working on Horn. Partially blocked by Horn once again. It's loose, though. Bradford comes up with it, spins off the glass, and she lays it in and ties the game. Bradford, a 6-foot junior, transfer into the program from Kirkwood Community College. 9 points, 7 rebounds against Bradley last Wednesday. McConkie on the drive to the right block. Trying to back in on Mickens now. Into the paint, gives a head fake, goes up over the top, off the glass. It's good. And McConkie puts Northwest back in front 7-5. Ivory, right wing on the drive. Floater just inside the paint. It is an air ball out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back once again as the Ruse now 2 of 9 from the field.
That time Ivory driving the lane had to put it up over the outstretched arm of Ellie Horn. Ellie doing a great job in the paint defensively.
And you think about a game like this, John Coffey, early on you want to survive that first wave, show UMKC you aren't too worried. The Bearcats, first 4.5 minutes, going toe-to-toe right now with this D1 basketball team. As Coleman nearly has it stolen away, picks up her dribble, gives it to Stillman. Stillman and Jana Green just checking in for Northwest at the last dead ball. Green on the drive, wide open lane, right block, lays it in.
Oh my goodness, going to be more wide open. Had a little quick fake move to the left, went down the lane to the right side. No one in the lane to stop it.
Johnson looking inside, pass deflected. I believe that was Coleman got a hand on it. Green comes up with the steal as Jana Green banged up her shoulder against Northeastern State late in that basketball game. Came back and played against Rogers and now playing again today with that bum shoulder. Haggard now to Coleman, left wing, three-pointer short, and the rebound comes down to Rayvon Nero. Just getting her first action of the game. Nero all the way down the lane. She's picked up late by Stillman. Layup no good. The rebound comes down to Green, and we have a foul on the floor coming up on Northwest and Hartnett on that box out. 4:34 remaining in the opening quarter of action. Northwest in front 9-5 against UMKC. We have a timeout on the floor. We will take this one with them back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better an inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information is at facebook.com/planetsub. Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on UMKC in an exhibition matchup tonight. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. And John, early on, Northwest Missouri State obviously up 9-5 on the scorebook, but they just look like the better basketball team.
They do, and I really like where it's really starting on the defensive side. They are playing very good defense, making it tough every time the Roos get the ball in the paint. You have to credit Ellie Horn for doing a good job in there, and just everybody crashing the boards and, for the most part, limiting Missouri-Kansas City one shot each trip down.
UMKC basketball coming out of that timeout, 4:34 remaining in this first quarter. It was a Hartnett foul that led to the dead ball, so 20 seconds on the shot clock for the Roos. As Johnson gets it into Larson, right back to Johnson, dribbles up to the left wing, now trying to drive past Stillman. She is bumped on her way to the bucket, and a foul coming up on Mia Stillman. And this is going to be underneath the basket. So a foul on the floor. So Johnson once again inbounding on that left side. Gets it in quickly to Nero. She'll drive baseline. Goes up with that right hand. Layup no good. And now another foul coming up on the Bearcats. And I think this one coming up on McConkey.
Again, going back to the what you hear in the background with the crowd noise, I think they've kind of gone over the top just a little bit in the noise that they have here. And
then you got the free throw, and it just becomes that silent again. Like, obviously, that can happen in certain arenas, but at least there's a little bit of a chatter underneath. But, man, it is dead silent right now. As Nero able to knock down both free throws, the junior from Edmond, Oklahoma, makes it 9-7. Bearcats still in front. Full court pressure from UMKC. Inbound comes into Green. She gives it right back to McConkey. Will come across midcourt, picked up by Nero. Now hands it off for Haggard. Haggard into the hands of Green. Near the top of the key, she backs out toward midcourt, guarded by Micaiah Mullins, getting her first action. Now McConkey on the drive, working on Nero, gets down to the baseline. Turns, now into the paint, spins back to the right, off the glass, shot no good, and the defensive rebound comes down to Mullins. Johnson now pushing the ball up the floor, hands it off in the right wing to Naomi Alantis. Back out to Johnson. Johnson now to Nero, driving with that left hand, goes up, shot blocked away by Green. It is picked up by Stillman. And Stillman will give it to Hartnett as she approaches midcourt. Cross midcourt, picked up by Johnson. Hartnett now on the drive into the paint, goes across. Tough move, left hand layup, no good. Johnson there for the rebound. Bearcats in front, 9-7, 3:28 to play. First quarter, three-pointer from Larson, too strong. And Hartnett right there to track it down. She is bumped as she gets that rebound. And the foul coming up on Mullins, a 6-foot freshman from Liberal, Kansas.
One thing we're seeing out of Missouri-Kansas City's defense, they're really overplaying out on the perimeter, and a lot of times the guard's been able to get a little bit of a half step past, and when they do that, they have those drives into the lane, and for the most part, they're almost untouched all the way to the bucket. I've never seen a team really overplay the perimeter the way they have and leave the inside so wide open.
Haggard handling the ball for Northwest, comes across midcourt, guarded by Ivory. Now a bounce pass in high post for McConkey. Looking left side for Hartnett. It's picked off. On the breakaway is Sana St. Andre. She can't finish the bucket the first time around. The rebound by Mullins, no good. But then St. Andre gets it back and lays it in. It is now tied up at 9 apiece. Four turnovers now on the Bearcats. We are all tied up at 9 apiece. Coleman with it, right wing, bounce pass down into the corner for McConkey. Dribbles up to the right wing, hands it off now for Haggard. Haggard hit the first three-pointer of the game, now Ivory all over her. As McConkey bumped, hits the floor, no foul, out to Hartnett now. Just inside the paint, five on the shot clock, the runner off the glass, no good. Couldn't get that one to fall. Mullins there for another rebound.
Boy, those drives are there if they can get those shots to fall.
St. Andre now hands it off for Ivory, left wing, dribbles toward the top of the key, bounce pass inside Mullins. Nice look from Ivory. She can't finish. Bradford there for the rebound. She gets fouled from behind. And a chance for two free throws coming up for Paige Bradford. And after that media timeout, head coach for UMKC, J.C. Hoyt, did a nice job of calming her team down, kind of getting them back in order, and they have really put up a good fight since that point. So we are tied up at 9 apiece, and now Bradford heading back to the free throw line. As Bradford's first free throw on the way is good. A little 5-0 run here for the Roos as they are now in front 10-9
as Northwest offensively just haven't gotten many good looks since that timeout.
And Kansas City still struggling from the field, shooting just 20%, but getting to the line here a couple of times.
And Bradford one of two that time, so just a 10-9 lead for the Ruse after that trip. McConkey across midcourt, guarded by Elnathis, now down to the right block, gives a pump fake, and then goes back up off the glass. And McConkey now 4 points in the basketball game, Northwest back in front 11-10. St. Andre driving baseline, kick out to Ivory, left corner, knocks down the three. Emily Ivory, the junior from Bettendorf, Iowa, she has 6 points, and UMKC back in front 13-11 now. McConkey dribbling, left wing, gets to Coleman in the corner, right back to McConkey off a screen from Horn. Now into the hands of Coleman. Coleman goes inside for Horn, and a foul coming up on Bradford as she reached in trying to knock that one away from Ellie Horn. As we'll see, Stillman check back into the game for Northwest. Horn checks out. And it's Haggard inbounding baseline left. Gets it into Green. Green trying to back her way in. Has the mismatch on Elnathis. Goes up. No shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Kick out to Stillman. Open three on the way from Stillman is good. Mia Stillman, first points of the evening. And Northwest back in front, 14-13. As St. Andre gives it to Ivory. Ivory now to a cutting Bradford. Gets under the bucket, and she walked with it. Thought they might get Stillman for a reach there, but instead, Bradford traveled first. Another turnover on UMKC, number four. And the Bearcats get it back.
Yes, Stillman kind of slapped at that ball. Didn't get called on it. But, again, Northwest really making things tough inside on Kansas City.
Jonae Johnson nearly had a turnover in the backcourt on a steal with some full court pressure. The Bearcats able to break through it though. Left wing, Haggard thought about a three, starts to drive, step back, three pointer on the way. Jalen, that one is short, and it caroms out of bounds. It will go back to UMKC. Doing her best to get herself open. Coach Myers said that he's talked to her about that quite a bit in the offseason. Just whatever you can do as a shooter. Of course, they're putting a ton of pressure on her defensively, and that one just not able to fall for Jalen. But she started this game 1 of 1. She was 6 of 9 from three-point range against Rogers State back in the 21st. Inside a minute to play in this opening quarter. Bearcats in front, 14-13. Ivory with it between the circles. Starts to drive right, cut off by Haggard. Now spins into the paint. And Haggard right there almost drew the charge. They get a block instead. Ivory also hits the layup. Athletic move there for the junior from Davenport, Iowa. And a chance for a three-point play for Emily Ivory.
Right idea by Jalen, but I think it was just a split second late sliding over and trying to take that charge, but instead gets called for the block foul. But again, the right idea for Jalen just unfortunately just didn't quite pay off.
It's such a tough play, too, to be able to knock down that shot after the contact, but Ivory able to do it, and now she will head to the free throw line where she was 4 of 5 last Wednesday night against Bradley. Free throw in and out, and the rebound comes down to McConkey. 28 seconds left in this opening quarter. Northwest trailing 15-14 in Kansas City to UMKC. Hartnett guarded by Johnson, dribbles over toward the left, now back out toward midcourt. 15 on the game clock. As a double team comes over, they go to Green. Green now toward Haggard. It's tipped out of bounds by Ivory. 12 seconds even on the game clock. And the shot clock is off, of course, as Jalen Haggard will inbound on the sideline just to the right of us. Bounce pass comes into Hartnett. Hartnett gets a screen from Green. She'll go the opposite way instead. Partially blocked shot by Johnson. The rebound comes down to St. Andre. St. Andre trying to go coast to coast. Pass across the lane for Larson. Nearly goes out of bounds. Picked up by Coleman. And the first quarter comes to a close. Northwest Missouri State in an exhibition with UMKC this evening. And they trail the Ruse 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back with the second quarter of action on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center in Kansas City, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on UMKC this evening. The Cats down 15-14 as we head to the second quarter. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. And John Coffey, we've got Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball against UMKC this evening on the women's side. The UMKC men are in Manhattan taking on Kansas State. And we have a Bearcat alum, Chucky Kemp, on a TV broadcast for that one. It all comes full circle, doesn't it?
Bearcats are everywhere.
That's exactly right. In this one, Northwest down by one. Said at the end of midway through the first quarter, the Bearcats were the better team out there. UMKC kind of cranked up that pressure, have forced a few turnovers, and kind of got the Bearcats out of rhythm offensively in those final few minutes.
I think that really it looks like the strategy for UMKC as far as what they're doing defensively, playing that man-to-man pressure, really out on the perimeter, making things tough. And it looks like they're going to try to force turnovers and put that pressure on the perimeter, but they'll give up some points in the paint if they can get around that with that drive to the bucket there. So we'll see if Northwest can get past that initial pressure on the perimeter and take advantage of it like they did early in the first quarter.
Jalen Haggard inbounding on the sideline to start this second quarter. Gets it into Jaina Green. Nearly knocked away by Mickens. Green able to corral it. Now trying to back Mickens down toward that right wing. Into the hands now of Jalen Haggard right in front of us. She'll back out near midcourt, guarded by Ivory. Steps up, gets a screen to her left from McConkey. Bounce pass now to Green on the right. Green trying to drive, gets into the paint. Left block goes up. Shot blocked away by Mickens. Mickens comes up with it, gives it off to Johnson. And Jonae Johnson just wants to run with it every time she gets it in her hands. But trapped that one on her hip briefly before she started dribbling again. They get her for a carry and a turnover on UMKC, the fifth on the ruse. Northwest Missouri State also had four in that first quarter. Hartnett backing her way down on Johnson as she comes across midcourt, cut off by Mickens. Now top of the key for McConkey. Trying to get into the paint against Larson. Kick out now to Green. Green backs out beyond the perimeter. Now into the corner for Hartnett. Thought about a three-pointer. Starts to drive, backs out. Now tries to go baseline on Johnson. Spins into the paint, goes up. Left hand over the top, no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Andre. St. Andre across midcourt, picked up by Coleman. She'll pull up. Jumper from the right elbow, no good. The rebound tipped high by Mickens. It's loose. And McConkey there to corral it for the Bearcats. Up the right sideline, into the right block. Let's Ivory fly past. Layup too strong. It is loose. McConkey fighting once again. Mickens able to get that one and gets it out to Ivory. Ivory across midcourt gets it to St. Andre as UMKC sets up its offense. 8:39 to play in the first half. Northwest down 15-14 to UMKC. Larson on the drive. A little step inside on McConkey, lays it in, and that puts the Ruse up 17-14. First points of the day for Larson. As McConkey controls it for Northwest. Left wing now for Coleman. She'll drive to her left, gets down to the baseline, cut off. Now they get it back between the circles for Jalen Haggard. Haggard on the drive, left side, goes in, floater over the top of Mickens, too strong, and then a rebound comes down for Ivory. Ivory left side for Johnson, slows up on the wing. Now back to Ivory. She tries to drive on Haggard. Tough layup around Jalen, shot no good. Jonae Johnson there for the rebound and the putback. Johnson, a 5'7" junior from Chicago, Illinois, and she's got those long arms. And able just to kind of reach around, grab that ball, and put it back up for the Ruse. As a foul on the floor coming up here on Larson. Foul, 19-14 lead for UMKC. Hartnett will inbound left for Northwest. As Horn back into the game, McConkey heads to the bench for Northwest. Lauren West also checks in for UMKC. Hartnett inbounding baseline left, trying to get it into Horn. She does in the left corner. Now out to Haggard. Nearly knocked out of bounds by Nero. Haggard comes up with the loose ball between the circles for Coleman. Coleman right side, Hartnett, guarded by Johnson. She backs out. Now dribbles to her left, looking inside for Horn. Now bounce pass for Green on the right corner. Green backing down on Mickens. Bradford steps in to help out, ties her up. And we've got a travel coming up on Green.
Cruz have really tightened up their defense the last several possessions, making it tough on Northwest. Cats have gone over 4 minutes now, scoreless.
Bearcats 0-4 shooting so far in this second quarter, trailing 19-14 to UMKC. With it high post, Bradford goes inside. Nero, nice look inside. She goes up with the left hand. 4 points now for Nero in this first half. 21-14, the UMKC lead. Partnered across midcourt, dribbles up to the perimeter, backs up now. Looking left for Haggard, she'll get it to Coleman instead. Coleman the drive, gets down to left baseline, high off the glass, too strong. Bradford there for the rebound. Paige Bradford now 5 rebounds in this first half. Johnson left wing for West, she looks inside, gets it in for Mickens, double team comes over, Mickens able to score with the height advantage over the top of Coleman, and we've got a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 23-14, the UMKC lead, 6:38 to play in the opening half of play. Timeout on the floor, we will take this one as well. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain, merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Northwest Missouri State and UMKC meeting this evening in Kansas City. Bearcats down 23-14, 6:38 to play in the first half. Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat basketball out of the timeout. Inbound pass comes in from Coleman to Hartnett. Northwest searching for their first points of this second quarter. 0-for-5 from the field so far. As McConkie has it left wing, she drives, gets into the paint, out to Coleman, open for three, on the way, nothing but net. Kylie Coleman cans it, her first bucket of the game. The Bearcats are back within six. And trying to find some of that momentum on the defensive side. Johnson between the circles, left side now for Mickens, guarded by Green, inside it goes to Nero. Nero layup no good, gets the putback, it won't go either, and Coleman pulls down the rebound and she gets fouled underneath. Definitely a size advantage for Nero, kind of a wide body against Coleman there. Had the size advantage, but Kylie stood her ground, grabbed that rebound, and fouled from behind. As we'll see, Horn and Green head to the bench for Northwest. On the floor right now for the Bearcats, Stillman, Haggard, Hartnett, Coleman, and McConkie. Hartnett across the timeline. Gets a screen out near midcourt from Stillman. Now Haggard comes up to help out. Jonay Johnson. Tight defense all the way. McConkie with it now. Drives down. Gets to the right block. Trying to back in on Mickens. Working with that left hand. Spins to the right. Gives a pump fake. Goes up. It's blocked away. And Johnson right there for the rebound. Jonay Johnson quickly across midcourt. Baseball pass underneath for Bradford. Goes off the hands of a Bearcat. And it will stay with UMKC. Boy, Jonay Johnson is a heck of an athlete. And she goes 0 to 60 in no time, John.
No doubt about that. She's a good one for Kansas City.
As Johnson getting set to inbound, and a quick foul coming up on Northwest. And the foul comes up on Haggard. Second personal foul on Jalen. As the inbound pass this time around comes into Bradford. to Mickens, right back out to West. Thought about a quick three-pointer. Now top of the key for Johnson. She backs out near midcourt now. 14 on the shot clock for the Ruse. Johnson dribbling left. Gets past Coleman. Goes up. Tough layup inside is good. She got that step past Coleman and able to go in and convert as Johnson now 4 points in this first half. Bearcats looking for an answer. At the free throw line, McConkie, quick spin, trying to get past Mickens, a head fake, shot off the glass, no good. Stillman fighting for that loose ball, can't get it. There's Johnson, and she rushes across midcourt. Picked up there by Hartnett, now kick out for Mickens. Three-pointer on the way, well off the mark. The rebound is deflected, fighting for it on the ground. It is Stillman and West, Coleman and West. St. Andre able to come up with it. Back out to Mickens. She starts to drive, pulls up, now to Johnson. Top of the key, West, inside for Bradford. Bradford, nice spin to her right, gets past Stillman and lays it in. 5 first half points now for Bradford. And overall, 11 second chance points so far for UMKC. 4:19 to play in the opening half. Northwest trailing 27-17. Harton on the drive, gets down to the right block, spins into the paint, bounce pass looking for McConkie, and a foul on the floor coming up on the Ruse. And Lauren West. As Green set the check back in for McConkie.
Ruse making it a little bit harder for Northwest to get those drives inside than they did early in the first quarter, but Northwest has still been able to get some looks inside. They just haven't had a chance to get those to fall.
And UMKC on a 14-3 run right now over the last 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Currently in front by 10 as Hartnett inbounding baseline left for Northwest. Looking for Coleman. It is deflected out of bounds by Alnatis, who just checked back in. A 10-point lead for the Ruse. The Bearcats come in at 1-1 to this exhibition. UMKC 0-1 after a loss last Wednesday to Bradley, 84-70. Haggard left wing, right back between the circles for Hartnett. Hartnett on the drive, trying to get past St. Andre. Leans in, off the glass, no good, and the rebound comes down to Bradford. Bradford back to St. Andre. Now for Alnatis. Nearly has it stolen away, back out. It goes to Larson between the circles to St. Andre. Inside for Bradford. Bradford walked with it before she could try to get past Stillman. And turnover number 6 on UMKC. Northwest will get it back. Haggard walks across midcourt and gives it to Green at the top of the key. Jana looks at Coleman cutting across. We'll go right side now for Haggard. Haggard on the drive, gets into the paint. Tough layup over Bradford. It rolls around and falls. Cats back within 8, inside 3.5 minutes to play in this first half. Bearcat bench trying to give this Northwest team a little bit of energy. Bounce pass goes inside for Bradford. Picks up her a dribble, now out to St. Andre. She'll take a three-pointer from the right wing. It's good. 0-for-3 from three-point range against Bradley, but she knocks down her first attempt this evening. Is Sana St. Andre, a 5'8" freshman from Columbia, Missouri. 30-19 is the lead for the Ruse. As Haggard has it right wing. Now high post for Stillman, trying to find a cutting Hartnett. Nearly deflected. Hartnett comes up with it. Kick out. Coleman, three-pointer on the way is good. That one, a pass nearly stolen away as Stillman looking for Hartnett. Hartnett able to come up with it, get it out to Coleman. And the Bearcats salvage that possession. Back within 8. St. Andre on the drive, puts up the floater over to Bearcats. It's no good. Coleman there for the rebound. Now Hartnett up the right sideline across midcourt. Guarder base St. Andre. Dribbles down to the wing. Haggard moves across the baseline toward that left corner. Back between the circles now Coleman. Dribbling to her left. Will hand it off for Haggard. Haggard trying to turn the corner. Get downhill. Goes in. Tough layup. Too far underneath. Some contact. No foul. Bradford with the rebound. Bradford left wing in transition. Three-pointer. Ivory too strong on the three-point attempt. St. Andre comes up with the long rebound. Inside 2 minutes to play in this first half of action. An 8-point lead for UMKC.
St. Andre dribbling right wing, top of the key now Bradford. Left wing Ivory coming off a screen, open for three, knocks it down. She had missed one three-pointer already that possession. UMKC got the O board and another opportunity for Ivory, and she knocks that one down. And it's back to an 11-point lead for UMKC. 1:20 to play in this first half. As Green gives it to Haggard. Haggard to the high post. Stops out to Stillman. Right back to Jalen. Now in the corner for Green. Green starts to drive. Stops back out to Stillman. Stillman into the paint. Looking for Coleman on a skip pass. Coleman drives baseline. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes to Bradford. Bradford across midcourt. Hands it off for St. Andre on that sideline. She'll now dribble toward the center of the court with 50 seconds on the clock here in this second quarter. St. Andre dribbling right, splits a Bearcat double team off the glass. The layup is good. A quick move there for Sana St. Andre. And a 35-22 lead for UMKC. 30 seconds to play in the opening half. Hartnett, bounce pass to a cutting Haggard. Haggard off the glass, too strong. The ball is loose, and there is Bradford for her ninth rebound of the first half. And Alnatas comes across midcourt, slows things up. The shot clock is off. We're now inside 10 seconds to play in this first half. Haggard on Alnatas. She starts to drive, and a foul on the floor coming up on the Bearcats. I believe that will be number three on Jalen. Five and a half seconds to play in the second quarter. Horn and McConkie back into the game for Northwest. On the baseline, Johnson floats it into Larson beyond the three-point line. Now into the corner for Ivory. Ivory driving baseline. Back out to Mullins. Mullins jumper at the buzzer, no good. And Northwest Missouri State heads into halftime, trailing 35-22 in this exhibition from Kansas City. It's the Bearcats and the Roos from the Sweeney Rec Center. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll begin our halftime activities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey. The Bearcats trailing UMKC in this exhibition, 35-22 here at halftime, and some good mid-first quarter adjustments there by UMKC and head coach J.C. Hoyt to kind of slow her team down and, I guess, slow them down to get them to focus on speeding Northwest up, because they really took the Bearcats out of their rhythm offensively And you look at that second quarter, Northwest outscored 20-8 after trailing by just one at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and Northwest just had some trouble with some of the shots that they hit early on some drives to the bucket in the second quarter. In this case, they pressured a little bit more inside, had a little bit of height mismanagement on a number of occasions, but still Northwest missed some shots that I think they normally make inside, but they've just felt a little bit rushed after the frantic play out on the perimeter, and then they're still rushed when they get those shots inside and ended up just missing some of the shots that I think they normally knock down.
Bearcats trailing 35-22 here at halftime. And today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. We'll take a timeout and be back with your halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell on St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative community consisting of single-family homes with one-level living and attached garage designed for adults 55 and better, just west of Northwest Missouri State University. For more information, vintagecooperatives.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
We're at halftime from Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball trailing UMKC 35-22 here at halftime. The first of three games this week for Northwest Missouri State. We'll get to that momentarily, but first taking a look at our halftime stats. The Bearcats once again trailing by 13, being led offensively by Kylie Coleman. She has 6 points on 2 of 3 shooting from long range, also 3 rebounds and 1 assist to go along with that. Jalen Haggard, 5 points. She hit the first three-pointer of the game right out of the gate, put Northwest Missouri State on top. She is 1 of 2 from deep, 2 of 6 from the floor overall. 5 points and 1 assist for the Bearcats. Also 4 points coming from Mallory McConkey, go along with 4 rebounds. 3 points coming from Mia Stillman off the bench for Northwest Missouri State. And 2 points apiece from Molly Hartnett and Janie Green in that opening half of play. Overall, as a team, Northwest shooting 40% from the field. Check that, 31%. They shot 40% in the opening quarter. That percentage took a big hit in that second quarter. So 31% from the field overall, 9 of 29. 4 of 6 from three-point range, 67%, and have yet to get to the free throw line. Cats also turned the ball over 5 times in that opening half. And so far being out-rebounded 26-13 by UMKC. On the other side for the Roos, they shot 42% from the field in the opening half, 44% from three-point range, 4 of 9, and they're also 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Individually for the Roos, being led by Emily Ivory, she has 11 points so far in the game, 3 of 5 from three-point range. 5 points apiece coming from Paige Bradford, Sana St. Andre, 4 points coming from Jonah Johnson and Rayvon Nero, 2 points apiece coming from Taylor Larson, Micaiah Mullins, and Jada Mickens. Northwest Missouri State trailing 35-22 here at halftime in Kansas City. Our halftime show is brought to you by Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Kansas City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Also from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at baumleyauto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy on East South Avenue in Maryville. Rogers provides a range of healthcare services, including online prescription refill and delivery, compounding, and vaccinations. More information is at rogersrx.com. And from the monks at Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House, or at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball playing this evening in an exhibition against UMKC. One season ago, the Bearcats fell 69-58 here at the Sweeney Rec Center to UMKC against the team that eventually went on to win at the Western Athletic Conference. This year, UMKC is playing in the Summit League, but head coach J.C. Hoyt, one of the up-and-comers in women's basketball in the country, she has her team looking to get back toward the top of the Summit League as they're back there for the first time since the 2012-2013 season. But a good test early on, John, I think, really for both teams. Northwest coming into this environment, taking on a D1 team. And as for UMKC, going up against a team that really has some talent, I think is kind of under the radar in the MIAA.
Yeah, and they're making the ruse really work, especially on offense. Northwest done a good job making the Kangaroos take some tough shots. Cats have done a pretty decent job on the boards, although when you look at the rebound totals here at halftime, and Northwest being out-rebounded, but they're really making Kansas City work for their offensive boards. And now on the other end, Northwest just missed too many shots in the paint that normally go down. And if they would hit those, it's a little bit of a different game. I know they're really overplaying things out on the perimeter, but when they have those drives through the lane and getting some layups, they just have to get some of those to fall, even though some of them have been contested layups that have been to a certain degree of difficulty with those, but those shots have to drop down.
And on that defensive end so far for Northwest, giving up 14 second chance points to the Ruse, and obviously makes a huge dent in getting more offensive possessions, but also limiting UMKC, who's at 35 points right now.
Yes, and I think Northwest is really making this Kansas City team work hard, and there's really going to be nothing but positive out of this for Northwest. Playing at a speed, maybe a little quicker game than what they would see in a normal MIAA contest, so that's got to be a benefit to them when they get back to conference play on Thursday. And again, no downside to playing a game like this, and hopefully they can come out here in the second half and get off to a good start like they did in the first quarter.
Later on this week, we will see Central Missouri and Lincoln. That's the Thursday-Saturday matchups for Northwest. We kind of talked a little bit in pregame, but we're kind of getting into this rhythm that basketball season's finally here, and we're off and going.
Yeah, and hopefully they can keep that rhythm going and don't have to have some stoppages due to COVID. It'd be nice to see them go into the Christmas break on a bit of a roll and coming up against some very good teams, and they might have a layer in the next couple weeks, but it'd be nice, too, to get back at Bearcat Arena and open things up again, despite the fact that it's a limited crowd for the game. It's just nice for them to be able to play on their home floor.
Yeah, and you're playing in front of nobody tonight outside of you, me, and just a couple people at the scorer's table, so it's all about creating your own energy. So this will be a good test of find a way to do it tonight. There'll be a little bit more at your home crowd at Northwest Missouri State coming up on Thursday as well. We want to remind you that today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better an inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com. Bearcats trailing the Ruse 35-22 at halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back with your third quarter of action on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at NVB.com. Member FDIC. Support also comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001. Also from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, and carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
.35-22 is the deficit Northwest faces as we head to the third quarter of action. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. UMKC basketball to start the third quarter. Mickens will be inbounding to Johnson. Also on the floor for the Ruse, Bradford, Larson, and Ivory for Northwest. Haggard, Horn, Hartnett, McConkey, and Coleman. Bearcats trailing 35-22 at the break, being led in scoring by Kylie Coleman. Emily Ivory of UMKC is leading all scorers with 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting.
I think they're pausing here to allow the fan to come back into the stadium or the arena for the second half.
For those just joining the broadcast, there are no fans here at this game in Kansas City. So John Coffey with the funny to start the third quarter. Johnson with the basketball in the paint, pulls up, jumper over the top of Haggard. It's good. She has 6 points and a 37-22 lead for UMKC as we get this third quarter underway. McConkey Starts the drive, gets it back out to Coleman. Pass looked like it was deflected and went across midcourt. They're going to say it did not. It went out the hands of Coleman. She tracked it down and the over and back call. So Northwest turns it over on their first possession of this third quarter. Johnson the drive for UMKC, gets to the right block, pass into the corner for Ivory. Three-pointer off the mark. Horn fighting for that rebound is knocked out of bounds off the hands of Johnson. So Northwest will get it back.
Horn doing a good job blocking out Johnson off that right block and keeping Johnson from being able to come up with that rebound. And she just got a piece of it enough to have it go out of bounds. And Northwest now with the chance to inbound and get some full-court pressure.
The ball goes out of bounds, so they go ahead and exchange basketballs and clean the other basketball. So McConkie now will bring it across midcourt for Northwest, guarded by Makins on the drive. Pulls up, kick out to Hartnett. Hartnett looks inside the Horn. Now backs her way down to the free throw line. Now dribbles into the corner. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Hartnett now going on baseline. Gets past Johnson. Goes up off the glass and just forced her will on Johnson and lays it in.
It's kind of shot that was there in the first half that just didn't drop down. So hopefully they can keep that up the rest of this half.
Ivory floats a pass inside for Bradford. Working on Horn. Spins to her left. Horn, nice defense. Nothing for Bradford there. Floats a pass to Mickens. Mickens, three-pointer from the right corner. Rattles it home. Jada Mickens. A 25% three-point shooter a season ago. That one with a hand in her face gets it to fall. And it's 40-24 in favor of UMKC. As McConkie working on Mickens. Double team comes over. Now Hartnett top of the key. A screen to her right from Horn. Now into the corner. It's Coleman left open. Skip pass from Hartnett. And Coleman knocks down the three-pointer. Nine on the evening for Kylie Coleman. The Bearcats with the answer on that possession. Johnson bounce pass inside for Bradford. Spins to her right off the glass and lays it in. Paige Bradford, 9.7 rebounds against Bradley last Wednesday so far this evening. She has 7 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. As Hartnett dribbles down, picks up her dribble, looking for some help. Johnson all over her. Now gets it out between the circles. McConkie. Mallory dribbles left down to the block, spins into the paint, picks it up. Fadeaway jumper. She is fouled. Bucket no good, but free throws on the way for Mallory McConkie. The Northwest played the entire first half, and now more than 2 minutes into this third quarter before getting their first free throw attempts of the game.
Not uncommon in an exhibition against a Division I.
Yeah. As McConkie, first free throw on the way, it is good. And a little gamesmanship here out of UMKC. When the Roos are shooting free throws, they shut everything off, no noise, but still keeping a little crowd noise as McConkie shooting these free throws. She goes 1 of 2. Cats trailing by 14, 7:40 to play in the third quarter. Johnson dribbling in the right corner, gets it to Ivory. Ivory guarded by Haggard, now left side for Larson. Larson driving with that left hand, gets to the block, out to Mickens. Mickens into the paint. Dribbles all the way around to the right block. Turnaround jumper over the top of Stillman. And a foul coming up on Mia. So that will send Jada Mickens to the free throw line. Her first free throw attempts of the year. An 81% shooter at the free throw line last season. As Bradford checks out of the game for UMKC, Naomi Alnatas comes in. First free throw from Mickens is good. One more on the way from Mickens, and she hits them both. As Hartnett inbounds to McConkie, she'll bring the ball up the floor for Northwest. Dribbling left, the Bearcats clear it out. McConkie into the paint on Larson, kicks into the corner for Stillman, left open for three, around the rim, no good. Johnson pulls in the rebound. She speeds across midcourt, picked up there by Coleman. Gets down to the elbow, looks inside, bounce pass for Mickens, and the ball is kicked by Coleman. 7:03 to play in this third quarter of action. Bearcats trailing 44-28.
I think the crowd's getting a little unruly right now.
They are not shy about the crowd noise, which sounds more like just white noise overall. Janie Green checks back in for Northwest. Haggard heads to the bench. As Johnson gets the pass in beyond the perimeter for Mickens. Mickens looks inside, now goes left wing for Ivory. 17 on the shot clock for the Ruse as Ivory backs off the perimeter, now starts to attack, gets it over to Elnatis. Elnatis back to Ivory, to Johnson on the perimeter, step back jumper on the way, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Jaina Green. Bearcats get a stop, now trying to chip away at this 44-28 deficit. Hartnett on the drive, into the paint, kick out for McConkey. McConkey starts to go. She gets it back to the right side for Hartnett. 13 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Hartnett on the drive, left hand off the glass, over the top of Johnson is good. 6 points now for the freshman. Cats trailing by 14. Elnatis with it just inside the top of the key. Gets it left side for Ivory. Ivory off a screen from Larson. Looking for a cutting Larson into the paint. That one is airmailed. And a turnover on UMKC. Number 7 on the Ruse. The Bearcats with 6 turnovers so far in the contest. As we'll see more full court pressure out of UMKC. The inbound comes into Jalen Haggard.
I think when you talk about those turnovers, a lot of those came really early in the game.
Cats trailing here in this third quarter by 14. Haggard pulls up, thought about a mid-range jumper. They swing it around left side now for Hartnett. Hartnett will drive baseline, pulls up, kicks out to Haggard. Right corner now for Coleman. Three-pointer off the mark, and the rebound tracked down by Mickens. Johnson hustling down the floor, gets to Larson the post, kick out now Mickens, three-pointer on the way too strong, long rebound comes down to Stillman. Stillman hands it off for Haggard. Third quarter of action, both teams 3 of 5 from the field to start this second half. As Haggard inside the Green, double team comes down, Larson and Mickens trying to tie her up, looking for some help, and Austin Meyer grabs a timeout on the sideline for Northwest. 44-30 is our score. 5:19 to play in the third quarter. We'll take this timeout as well. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball. Hartnett gets it in to Haggard. Haggard drives, kick out Stillman. Left side now for Coleman. Coleman off a screen from Stillman. Gets to the right elbow. Back out between the circles for Hartnett. 5 on the shot clock. Hartnett on the drive. Into the paint. Pulls up. Kick out. Coleman. 2 dribbles into the paint. Lays it up just before the buzzer at the shot clock. And she lays it in. Coleman into double digits. And the Bearcats trying to inch their way back in this game. Trailing by 12. St. Andre hands it off for Nero. She's picked up by Green. Now left side it goes for Elnathis. She calls out the play for UMKC. Nero now with a jab step. Goes left side for Mickens. 12 on the shot clock for UMKC. Bradford all around the perimeter. Goes left side now for St. Andre. Five on the shot clock. Nero with it, and she is fouled at the left elbow. Bumped from behind by Green. And UMKC bailed out with that foul. We have another timeout on the floor. 4:34 to play in the third quarter. 44-32 is our score. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Boland Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Boland Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell on St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center, Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball taking on UMKC in an exhibition this evening. Bearcats down 44-32. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More 660-582-4599. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. 4:34 to play in this third quarter of action. Jonae Johnson trying to get the ball into Bradford. It's kicked by Coleman. So UMKC will get another chance to inbound this pass.
And the fans really like that kick there. That all of a sudden the crowd noise goes up a few levels.
Johnson gets it into Bradford's short corner. She hands it back off to Johnson. Dribbles out left wing. Now St. Andre with it. 12 on the shot clock for UMKC. Back to Johnson. She looks inside. Now dribbling right hand. Picks it up. Left wing for Bradford. Floats a pass inside for Nero. Layup no good. It's loose. And St. Andre comes up with the rebound. The putback is not there. Stillman grabs the defensive board. And we have a blocking foul called on Molly Hartnett while she's laying on the floor. Very curious blocking foul there.
Molly gets up. A little bit of a smile on her face saying, how did I do that?
And Mia still with her jaw dropped to the floor, too, wondering what exactly happened because she took a hit whenever she was grabbing that defensive rebound.
Well, welcome to playing an exhibition against a Division I school.
Yes. St. Andre hits the first rebound. The first free throw. She has 6 points now in the ballgame. One more on the way. And it is around the rim and good. So Northwest close to getting a stop. Nearly got away there, but a foul from Hartnett that leads to a couple free throws from St. Andre. 46-32 game as the crowd noise really turned up with the defense chant. Bearcats break the pressure. Green to Haggard. Now to Stillman. Left corner three. Pointer off the back of the rim. Tipped in the air. Haggard comes down with it. Now to Coleman. She's open for three. She lets it fly. It's good. Coleman now with 14 points. .357 to play here in this third quarter. A brief stoppage of play, but now we are back in action as UMKC inbounds it. Johnson across midcourt. Northwest down 46-35. Nero with it. She'll take a three-pointer just left of the top of the key and knocks it down. A big three-pointer from Nero to extend this back to a 14-point game as Northwest trying to chip away. Full court pressure again. Hartnett quickly up the right sideline. Floats a pass into the corner for Green. Green, baseball pass looking for Stillman. Knocked out of bounds by Bradford. As McConkey checking back in, Green heads to the bench. 3:29 to play in the third quarter. Bearcats down 49-35. Northwest being led by Kylie Coleman. She has 14 points. That actually leads all scorers. Emily Ivory, scoreless so far in this second half for the Ruse. She has 11 in the game. Inbound pass comes into Haggard. Gives a head and shoulder fake in that left corner. They swing it around now right side. Coleman. Coleman to McConkey. She'll drive. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper on the way. Off to the right. No good. Offensive rebound. Coleman nearly had it. She has pushed from behind. And a foul coming up on UMKC.
Our Coleman's been all over the floor this evening, hustling after loose balls and finding a way just to do a lot of good things. And it's resulted in some good looks for her offensively with some of the hustles she's done out there.
Haggard bounce pass in for McConkey. Can't handle it. Bradford comes up with the steal. Now Johnson quickly up the floor for UMKC. She picks it up just to the left of the elbow to Nero, right back to Johnson. Backs into the corner. Now trying to set up an offense for UMKC. She gets it to St. Andre. 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Ruse. On the drive, it is Johnson. Goes up underneath with that right hand. It's good. Johnson extends this lead 61-35 in favor of UMKC. Full court pressure again. The trap comes up. McConkey floats a pass over the top for Stillman. Stillman into the right corner for Coleman. Got about a three-pointer over Bradford. Now starts to drive, trying to back in on her. Puts up the floater, no good. It is short. Bradford there for the rebound. The outlet to Ivory. Ivory finds Bradford running the floor, floats a pass inside, and she lays it in. And a timeout, 53-35, UMKC in front after Bradford gets the layup. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information is at facebook.com/planetsub.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center, Northwest Missouri State trailing UMKC 53-35. Currently a 7-0 run for the Ruse. And John, felt like the Bearcats were slowly getting their way back into it, but once again, the Ruse hit some big shots and back in front by 18.
Yeah, it's just been a kind of an uphill climb for Northwest in this second half. They are getting a few better looks inside and getting the shots to drop here in this third quarter, a little bit better than they had in the second quarter, but still missed a few that would have helped out. But Ruse team's really tighten up their defense a little bit as this game's gone along.
Full court pressure again. The Bearcats have 2 seconds to get it across. Hartnett with the pump fake. And a 10-second call as Northwest could not get the ball across midcourt. Just taking a little bit too much time there. 2:12 to play in this third quarter, down 53-35. West with it for the Ruse. Now gets it to St. Andre. Top of the key. Guarded by McConkey. Pass inside to a cutting Johnson. She's open and she lays it in. Jonae Johnson into double digits. She has 10 points on 5 of 6 shooting. Full court pressure once again. Coleman looking for Hartnett. The pass goes wide. It is thrown out of bounds. A turnover on Northwest. 20-point ball game in favor of UMKC. We're in the third quarter, 1:46 to play. Inbound comes into Ivory, dribbling out near midcourt. And she'll give it to St. Andre. Now into the hands of Larson as Green steps out on her. She looks inside. Now goes to the right for Johnson. 15 on the shot clock. Skip pass to Larson. She's cutting, goes in, lays it in. No good. Green there for the defensive rebound for Northwest. McConkey out to Coleman. Coleman on the drive, goes in, can't quite finish the layup, but the foul from behind coming up on Lauren West, and that will get Kylie Coleman to the free throw line. 1:17 to play in the quarter. Northwest trailing 55-35. You mentioned it, John. The shooting has been better for the Bearcats in this third quarter. 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 5 from three-point range. Now a free throw falls for Kylie Coleman. Coleman had 17 points in the season opener against Northeastern State. Hits both free throws here. She's up to 16 against UMKC. As quickly back down the floor are the Ruse. Inside it is Mandy Williams, but she has a pass picked off. Green comes up with it, hands it off now for Hartnett. Hartnett across midcourt, goes right wing. Haggard, she'll take a deep open three-pointer. That went off the front of the rim. Long rebound tracked down by McConkey. Between the circles now, Haggard, left side to Hartnett. Screen comes up from Green. Now inside to Jenny Green. She goes up over the top of St. Andre. Bucket plus the foul.
Well, she used to be able to finish that way and get the layup in as she knew contact was coming in there and a chance to get back to the free throw line.
Jenny Green now 4 points in the ball game, heads to the free throw line. She's only got there once so far this season. She is one of two at the line. Bearcats down 55-39. One free throw here is good. Green now 5 points to go along with three rebounds. Willems with it for the Ruse. Gets it to Johnson between the circles. She'll now give it up to Lauren West. 40 seconds to play in this third quarter. Cats down 55-40. Mullins, she'll take a three-pointer. Well off the mark. Loose ball. It is tracked down by Green. She hands it off for Haggard. Across midcourt is Jalen. Now to Hartnett. Hartnett looked like she wants to attack. Backs up now. Now she will try to back her way in. Goes in left hand. There's, she has fouled, and they're going to get two free throws coming up for Molly Hartnett. Guarded by the 5'9" junior from Ackley, Iowa, Mandy Willems, who hadn't got much playing time in this game just yet. Hartnett attacked and gets to the free throw line.
A nice little spin move to her left as she went driving to the bucket.
And the free throw rattles home for Molly. She has 7 points in the ball game. 21.2 seconds left in the third quarter. The Bearcats trying to get back within 13 on this free throw, and they do. At the very least, take some momentum into the fourth quarter and see what can happen. But right now, the Bearcats back within 13.
Kangaroos doing a better job offensively than they did in the first quarter. At one point in the first quarter, they were shooting just about 20%. They're up to 46% right now and taking advantage of some better looks as this game's gone along.
10 seconds to play in the quarter. Johnson starts to drive, pull up, mid-range jumper too strong. And the rebound there for Hartnett. Hartnett gets to the midcourt, across midcourt, 2 seconds, kick out. Coleman, three-pointer at the buzzer. Too strong, but Northwest will still take a 7-0 run into the fourth quarter of action. They trail UMKC 55-42. We'll take a timeout and be back with that fourth quarter of action on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgro seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better an inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at vintagecooperatives.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Back in Kansas City, getting set for the fourth quarter of action. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball on a 7-0 run, trailing UMKC 55-42. And it is Bearcat basketball to start this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and it's a nice little run to end the third quarter. See if they can keep that going as they get into this fourth quarter. As you mentioned, they kind of cut away that lead just a bit there toward the end of the quarter. Let's see what they can do here in the fourth.
Haggard into Coleman. She comes across midcourt, picked up by Larson. The fourth quarter underway. Bearcats right to left in this final quarter from Kansas City, playing at the Sweeney Rec Center on the UMKC campus. Pull-up jumper from Haggard, no good, just beyond the free throw line. Rebound comes down to UMKC. Johnson dribbles down to the left wing, hands it off for Ivory, the sharpshooter from deep, floats a pass inside for Mickens. Mickens over the top of Horn and lays it in. Mickens, a 6-foot senior from Liberal, Kansas, able to get that layup in a 57-42 lead for the Ruse. Hardnett right wing, cut off by Mickens, finds Green wide open underneath. Mickens overplaying it up top, and that left Green open underneath.
That's kind of defense that the Ruse played early in the first quarter that Northwest took advantage of.
Johnson gives it up to Mickens. Now to Bradford. She'll take a three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. Green didn't see it coming. Goes over the top into the hands of Mickens. She feeds it underneath, and the layup is good for Bradford. As Mickens, when she stepped out earlier playing defense, whenever Green was left open, she got ran into, and it looked like she might have bit her lip or it knocked a tooth, and she's in some pain, so she heads over to the bench. ...59-44... is the lead for the Ruse. Full court pressure, inbound comes into Jalen Haggard. Haggard picked up by Emily Ivory. She'll walk it across the timeline over toward the Northwest bench. Now back to midcourt. Left side, McConkie gets it to Hartnett now, trying to drive baseline on Johnson. Picks up her dribble, looking for some help. 8 on the shot clock. Nowhere to go. She leans in, tried to get a layup. It is short. The rebound comes down to Larson. Johnson pushing the other way for UMKC. Picked up in transition by McConkie. She backs out now. Directing traffic. Now on the move. Gets down to the right block. Tough layup over 2 Bearcats. No good. The rebound, though, for Bradford. She leans in. Right-hand layup off the glass. It falls. And Bradford, she has a double-double tonight. 13 points now to go along with 10 rebounds. And Hartnett has the ball poked away in the backcourt by Johnson. She's on the floor. Johnson on her back, and we have a jump ball called. And the possession arrow will stay with UMKC. A 61-44 lead for the Ruse. After this one, Northwest Missouri State at home Thursday evening taking on Central Missouri. As Nero underneath gets the pass from Bradford, she lays it in to make this a 19-point game. Coleman guarded by Nero, blows past her. She's fouled from behind as Nero tried to reach back and get that steal as Coleman went past.
Got a close one going in Topeka tonight in a men's game only. It's Wasper men up on Central Oklahoma, 69-65. That's with 2:50 left, so a couple of men's teams going at it pretty hard this evening.
7:32 remaining here in Kansas City as Hartnett on the drive, pulls up at the elbow, now out to Haggard, three-pointer left wing too strong. Long rebound tracked down by McConkie. She hands it off for Hartnett, now passes left wing Coleman. She'll put up the three-pointer. It's no good. Coleman trying to track down that offensive board. Bradford there to pull it in. Now quick pass ahead from Johnson to Nero, picked off by McConkie. She throws it ahead to Haggard. Haggard trying to work on Johnson on the other end. Turnaround jumper, no good. Off the backboard, the rebound comes down to Johnson, knocked away by Haggard. Johnson able to track it down quickly ahead. Now transition three for Nero in the corner. It's no good. The ball is loose. And Coleman tips it out to Haggard. Bearcats trying to slow things down now. 6:48 to play. Hartnett comes across midcourt. Takes a jab step to her right. Now dribbles back to the left. Gets into the left block, takes some contact, layup no good. Johnson called for the foul, and Hartnett will go to the free throw line. And UMKC having to play so tight to these three-point shooters for Northwest. The Bearcats cleared it out and allowed Hartnett to go to work and get fouled inside.
Hartnett's been able to drive down the lane a number of times here this evening. That time bumped just a bit as she tried to go up with it. Hopefully take advantage of it here at the free throw line.
First one, though, off the mark. Northwest now 6 of 8 at the free throw line this evening. Overall, the Bearcats 16 of 48 from the field, 33% shooting. Next free throw from Hartnett is short. Sana St. Andre comes across midcourt for UMKC, now slows things up. Picked up defensively by Hartnett. Now Bradford with it, goes inside looking for Nero. It's knocked away by McConkie. She tracks it down and gives it up to Coleman. Coleman comes across midcourt for Northwest Missouri State, 6:14 to play. Hartnett, right wing, drives in, trying to back in on Bradford. Now she'll come back out, top of the key. The 6-foot Bradford coming out on Hartnett. Into the corner now for Coleman. Coleman driving baseline on Nero. It's out of bounds off of the Bearcats. Northwest, a slow start to this fourth quarter. Just 1 of 6 from the field. 2 points in this final frame. As St. Andre trying to drive, nearly lost it. Gets the ball underneath to Bradford. Bradford's open. She lays it in. On the other side now, 5 of 8 from the field in this quarter are the Roos. They have 10 points to extend this lead to 65-44 over Northwest. Stillman checks back into the game for Northwest. Hartnett checks out. And Mullins comes in for Bradford for UMKC. It'll be Haggard on the sideline, inbounding for the Bearcats. Comes in between the circles for Coleman. 5:30 to play here from Kansas City. Northwest in an exhibition with UMKC. Coleman toward the baseline. Pulls up. Now gets to Stillman between the circles to Green. Now to Coleman into the corner for Haggard. 4 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Haggard on the drive. Splits the two defenders and lays it in. Quick move there by Jalen. Seven points on the evening for the senior guard from St. Joseph. Larson, top of the key for the Roos. Goes right side for St. Andre. Back left for Ivory. Thought about a three. She starts to drive. Gets to the free throw line. Floater on the way. No good. The ball is loose. And Larson tracks down the offensive rebound. Skip pass for Nero. She spins to her left. And an offensive foul. Had that elbow out to clear some space. McConkie was right there. Drew that offensive foul, and we have a timeout on the floor. Northwest trailing 65-46, 4:41 to play. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball out of the timeout. The Bearcats trailing 65-46. Full court pressure still from UMKC. But man-to-man full court. The ball comes into McConkie. And Mullins on her one man-to-man. Just backs off as she comes down the floor. Right wing with it now is Coleman. She'll hand it off for Haggard. Now right side for Hartnett. Hartnett trying to drive and turn the corner. Into the corner it is McConkie. Open for three. It's off the mark. And the rebound comes down to UMKC. See, Andre floats one underneath for Nero. Comes down with it in a crowd. Layup no good, though. Stillman with the rebound for Northwest. 4:07 to play in the ballgame. Quickly head to Coleman in the left corner. Now back to Hartnett. 20 seconds on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Stillman top of the key. One dribble right side now for Haggard. Haggard to the free throw line. Down short corner for McConkie. She gets into the paint. Gives a head fake. Goes over the top of Mullins. Shot no good. The rebound comes down to St. Andre. St. Andre calls the play for UMKC. Now goes right side for Micaiah Mullins. Now out to Jocelyn Ewell. Getting her first action of the ballgame. Over to Nero. Nero trying to drive on Coleman. Got out ahead of herself. They're going to call a bump and a foul on Coleman. A blocking foul on Northwest. And while we have a second, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Zoe Hayward checks in for her first minutes for Northwest. Inbound comes into Mullins. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. It comes down to El Natas. She tries to back her way in and put up the second shot. Can't get it to go. But she got her own rebound and then the lay-in. First points of the day for El Natas. Quickly on the other end, Hayward gets it in the corner. Drives into the paint. Picks it up. Out to Haggard. Three-pointer on the way. Jalen, nothing but net. Haggard into double figures with that three-point make. As Mullins now guarded by Hayward. They give it up to Ewell around to the right side for St. Andre. Inside to West, leans in over the top of McConkie. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Northwest Missouri State. Now we'll see Savannah Ginther get her first action of her career at Northwest. A redshirt last year coming in and playing this evening for Northwest against UMKC. Ginther, a redshirt freshman from Grays Lake, Illinois. Mullins, two dribbles on the right block, right elbow, gets it out to St. Andre. She'll dribble out near midcourt. 10 seconds on the shot clock for UMKC, 2:33 to play. St. Andre driving, floats it in for Ewell. She gets the bucket, plus the foul. The 6'2" freshman from Mission Viejo, California. Didn't get any minutes against Bradley last Wednesday, so this is her first action as a UMKC Roo.
That's the freshman. I think she's going to be looks like she's got the potential to be a very good one for this Kangaroo team. Gives a lot of size inside for them.
Free throw on the way. It is a low line drive off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Hayward, a senior from Leavenworth, Kansas, across midcourt. Picked up by Alnathis. Now hands it off for Coleman. Coleman back to Hayward. Looks inside for Ginther. Calls for a screen. Dribbles to the right, picks it up on the wing, gets it now to Ginther. Ginther back to Hayward, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Hayward backs up, crossover on Alnathis. It's knocked away now by Mullins. Mullins comes up with the steal, quickly the other way. Left side of the lane, goes up, left hand no good. St. Andre there for the rebound. She can't get the putback, but Ewell is there with the offensive board. Can't finish, but she will get to the free throw line for a pair. Personal foul comes up on Savannah Ginther. And we'll see Caitlin Jordan check in, a 5'11" sophomore from Neosho. She checks in for Jalen Haggard. Ewell at the line, made her last. first free throw this time around. Rattles home. Check that. That last one came up short. She makes that one. One of two at the line. One more on the way now for the freshman.
She doesn't give a lot of space between the ball and the rim. They're just kind of a line drive shot each time.
She makes them both this trip. I guess if it works, right? 71-49 is the lead for the Roos. 1:55 to play. Hayward will bring it up the floor for Northwest. She is picked up by West defensively. Now to Ginther in the corner. She starts to drive baseline. Picks up her dribble looking for some help. Knocked out of bounds by Mullen. And the Bearcats will keep it with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Hayward set to inbound baseline right. It comes into Ginther, right back to Hayward. She dribbles back up near midcourt. To her left, floats a pass for Coleman in the corner. Coleman gets into the paint. Kick out for Ginther. Three-pointer blocked away by Mullins. Mullins trying to go in transition again. Slows things up at the free throw line, looking for some help. Now gets it right wing for West. 1:20 to play as St. Andre has it between the circles. Left side now for Mullins. Mullins dribbling with that left hand. It's knocked away. The steal goes to Ginther. Ginther up the right sideline in front of the Northwest bench. And I think we have a timeout on the sideline here called for Northwest. And head coach Austin Meyer, as Ellie Horn will check into the game. She checks in for Kylie Coleman. 71-49, 1:08 to play. Hayward gets it into Stillman. Stibler dribbling to her right, picks it up, guarded tightly by West, looking for some help. And a foul coming up now on UMKC. .101 remaining. That is the fifth team foul of this quarter on UMKC. That will send Zoe Hayward to the free throw line. Hayward, a 77% free throw shooter last season. That first one around the rim and out. 101 to play. Northwest trailing 71-49. One more free throw to come for Hayward. And she sinks the second.
1 minute to play.
Inside the final 60 seconds here in Kansas City, an exhibition between Northwest and UMKC. As Yulewit has it on the perimeter, one dribble now goes left for Willems. Three-pointer on the way, front of the rim, no good. The ball is tipped by Ellie Horn, and a foul coming up on St. Andre fighting for that board. And that will lead to free throws here for Northwest. That is the fifth personal foul for St. Andre. We have a quick break in the action. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back with more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Horn, one of two at the free throw line that trip for the Bearcats. Northwest trailing 71-51. Three-pointer on the way from West, no good. The rebound comes inside for Mullins. She gets fouled. We'll see Akiah Mullins now head to the free throw line.
Probably getting a little bit ragged here in the last minute and a half.
A little bit. 36.3 seconds remaining. As Mullins at the line. She hits her first. One more on the way for the 6-foot freshman from Liberal, Kansas. And she hits them both. 73-51 now is the score as Stillman gets the ball into Jordan. Back to Hayward. Picked up by Nero. Hayward comes across midcourt, screen to her right from Jordan, trying to drive, gets into the right block, puts up the floater, but they get her for the travel first. 25 seconds remaining, the ball will go back to UMKC. As Nero walks across midcourt, it will slow things up as we close in on the final 15 seconds of action here from Kansas City. Nero dribbling to her right. She'll pull up the three-pointer with 8 seconds left and hits it. 76-51 after Nero hits a three-point shot. Hayward comes up the floor, dribbles this one out for Northwest. Bearcats fall in this one. 76-51 is our final score. It's an exhibition. Does not count against Northwest Missouri State's record. The Bearcats 1-1 on the season as UMKC came in 0-1 after a loss to Bradley in their opener. The Bearcats fall this evening. 76-51 in this exhibition with the UMKC Kangaroos. Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better an outside, inside, maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information at vintagecooperatives.com. We'll take a timeout and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative community consisting of single-family homes with one-level living and attached garage designed for adults 55 and better, just west of Northwest Missouri State University. For more information, vintagecooperatives.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center, Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball falls 76-51 in an exhibition this evening against the UMKC Roos. The Bearcats, though, 1-1 still after dropping that opening game of the season to Northeastern State, bounce back with a win over Rogers. The next regular season game that will count toward that record will be Thursday against Central Missouri, a 5:30 tip-off from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State fell 76-51. Opening quarter trail 15-14 as they headed to the second quarter. Bearcats shot 40% from the field in the first. They came out well in the third quarter as well. 20 points in that quarter, shot 46% from the field. But the second quarter, they were a little bit off, 21% from the field shooting, only had 8 points, outscored 20-8 in that frame. And then in the fourth quarter, outscored 21-9 when they were just 3 of 11 from the field. That second and fourth quarter really plagued the Bearcats after they tried to claw back in that third quarter, had a chance to get back within single digits with a couple good possessions, but UMKC able to open that lead back up and win this one 76-51. Still more to come here on the Bearcat Radio Network, including your final stats, an interview with Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer. That's all still coming your way on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Clarinda Regional Health Center. Clarinda Regional is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Appointments can be requested online and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. The walk-in clinic is also open from 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointment information is at clarindahealth.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at MVB.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891, now offering renter's insurance and options for first-time homebuyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the area for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back inside the Sweeney Rec Center in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State falls to UMKC in a women's basketball exhibition game this evening, 76-51. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Trenton, back inside Kansas City. And you said it, John, this is a game that Northwest Missouri State could build on regardless of how this one came out. And the Bearcats fell in this one, but again, still plenty of takeaway and plenty of things to say, hey, we can work on this. But you also got to see some younger players step in and get some action.
Yeah, at the very end, I think everyone that came down here had an opportunity to get into the game and get some playing time. But the thing I was impressed with was just the first quarter play. They came out and were not intimidated by the Kangaroos to start this game. They were only down by one at the end of the first quarter and played very well. It was just in the second quarter, it got to where they were just missing too many layups and inside shots that normally go down for them. And the Kangaroos were able to kind of build their lead up from that. And once they got into double digits, they really never let Northwest back in the game, despite a nice little run by the Bearcats at the end of the third quarter. But by that point, it was a little bit too little too late.
Northwest Missouri State falls 76-51. They will play the home opener on Thursday against Central Missouri, a 5:30 tip-off. We'll pregame at 5 o'clock right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take a timeout. Still to come, final stats from this afternoon's ball game, as well as an interview with head coach Austin Meyer. That's coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insuredNick.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville on South Main. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. Also from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State falls this evening 76-51 to UMKC in an exhibition here in Kansas City. Taking a look at the final stats, Northwest ended up shooting 34% from the field in this one, 18 of 53 overall, 7 of 18 from three-point range for 38.9%, and 8 of 13 from the free throw line. On the other side for UMKC, 43.3% from the field, 29 of 67, 36.8% from three-point range, 7 of 19, and 78.6% from the free throw line at 11 of 14. UMKC also able to out-rebound Northwest 49-26 in this one. The Cats 13 turnovers, 12 turnovers in the game for UMKC. As I noted a little bit earlier, Northwest down by just one at the end of the first quarter, 15-14, but UMKC outscored Northwest 20-8 in that second quarter. It was 20-20 in the third quarter, and then once again the fourth quarter, a 21-9 advantage for UMKC as they pulled away and won this one. Individually for Northwest, 16 points coming from Kylie Coleman, as she was 5 of 12 from the field, 4 of 8 from three-point range. Northwest also finished with 8 points from Molly Hartnett, 10 points coming in from Jalen Haggard in this one, 7 points from Jana Green. Mallory McConkey finished with 5 points, 6 rebounds, and a couple of steals. 3 points from Mia Stillman and Zoe Hayward and Ellie Horn, each with 1 point in the contest. For UMKC, Paige Bradford led the way, 15 points in the ball game. Emily Ivory, scoreless in the second half. She had 11 points in the first two quarters. Also 12 points from Ravon Nero. She hit a three-pointer at the buzzer of this basketball game that she had to take to get up to 12 points in the contest. 9 coming from Jada Mickens and 7 from Sana St. Andre to lead the way for UMKC as they win this one 76-51 here in Kansas City this evening. Northwest Missouri State, once again, will be at home on Thursday. They will take on Central Missouri, and then at home on Saturday against Lincoln. 5:30 tip-off on Thursday. Pregame coming up at 5 o'clock. You can catch both of those games here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will wrap things up with head coach Austin Meyer. That's coming up next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, and carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Kansas City, Matt Tritt alongside John Coffey. Northwest falls this evening 76-51 to UMKC. But John Coffey, got to turn the page quick on this one as the Bearcats right back in action on Thursday evening against UCM.
Well, the nice thing about this, too, besides just going up against a Division I opponent, is that you can now kind of knock off a little of the rust from the Thanksgiving break time. They had a week off after the win over Rogers State. The Thanksgiving hit, then it'd be a little bit longer time before you open up play again in the MIAA on Thursday. So good opportunity just to get out, get some competition against another team as opposed to just going through a practice today. And so I think even though it was a loss, a lot of good things came out of this. Again, it should help them be game ready on Thursday against a very good UCM team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As Northwest falls this evening, we have head coach Austin Meyer stepping over to join us here postgame as the Bearcats get things wrapped up back home once again against UCM. And after that, 2 days later, we'll take on Lincoln. So that'll be the first home games of the season as the Bearcats open things up on the road in Oklahoma against Northeastern State and Rogers State just a couple weekends ago. Austin Meyer now joining us courtside after this one. And, Coach, a tough ball game, but you come out against a Division I opponent on the road, the first game out of Thanksgiving break. Probably expect a few hurdles, to say the least, but that was one that mid-first quarter on, they just kind of got Northwest sped up offensively, it looked like.
Yeah, they did, and they just were tougher and out physical to us, you know, late in the game especially. The first quarter, I thought we did a pretty good job. We didn't really turn it over. We just missed a lot of easy ones, but it was their athleticism and their pressure. I think it rushed us when we got in there, because I thought we got to pretty good spots. I thought we had opportunities that we usually make, but you got to give them credit. They're athletic and it really affected us, but they just manhandled us on the boards, and we got to be able to fix that.
That's tough to go through and to deal with that. And you get some looks, and you feel like, man, we should be making these and have a different ballgame as you get into halftime. But is that at least half the battle, saying, we're getting the looks we want, now just convert? You're capable of converting.
Yeah, we got shots, and, you know, we didn't shoot it that bad from three, you know, especially the first half. I thought we shot it pretty well. We were close to 40, it looks like, for the game. But, yeah, you know, we got shots. We tried to attack against their pressure and not play passive. But, you know, they did a good job. We just, you know, every time we got a stop, they got an O board, and it's just, you know, I didn't think our half-court defense was terrible, but, you know, when you give up 44 points in the paint, you're not going to have a chance.
Obviously, a team that wins the WAC a season ago, and then they've got some athletes coming back despite losing the WAC Player of the Year. You had to know coming in, especially to J.C. Hoyts, a very good young up-and-coming coach, that they'd be prepared, and this would be a handful.
Yeah, they do a great job, and like you said, winning the league last year. And then, you know, Bradford, their junior college transfer, you know, she hurt us really bad tonight, 15 and 13, and she's just strong, physical, athletic. And so, you know, we just got to find a way to be better in there post defense wise and get loose balls. You know, obviously it's not an excuse, but with Emma, you know, Emma and Kaylee Keston, Al, they're two of our tougher kids. So hopefully we can have them back here shortly and just give us that toughness element that we're missing right now. We got a couple that kind of stuck their nose in and competed, but we got to get more people. And hopefully it's a good game for us, you know, to have a game like this in an exhibition fashion where you get, you know, beat pretty good and it was really ugly, and hopefully we can learn from it and it'll help us for Central Missouri too. You know, I think it was a good game. We had some kids get out there and play a lot of minutes. You know, I told them in the afterwards, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's always my fault, and we didn't prepare well enough going into this game. You know, we didn't have full team practice the last couple days with the COVID stuff, but we should have done a little bit more conditioning wise and stuff, toughness stuff in practice with our small groups, and that one's on me, but we'll adjust.
That's one of those things, too, that in the era that we're in right now with COVID, you've got your plate full in a normal season. You've got 1,000 different things thrown at you right now, from who can be into the game to how are we going to get things tested and contact tracing. This is not anything normal or what a coach should be doing in a normal year at all.
Yeah, no, it's true, but they're going through the same thing, and they handled us pretty well tonight. So it's definitely not an excuse. They were just more ready to play and wanted it more. I told their team I don't think that they're 25 points better than us. Maybe they are, but obviously they're a good team. But I just felt like we didn't compete very well tonight, and that was disappointing.
Did it feel like what you saw from Mallory McConkey? She pulled in some rebounds, played a little bit better defensively. That she's maybe a slow start there in Oklahoma, but she was starting to come around this evening.
Yeah, she did. She was better on the glass and got some loose balls and when she had some steals late and when she's into it, she's pretty good. You know, she's been struggling to finish. You know, she got to what we thought were her spots pretty good, and she's just struggling to finish some of those. I think sometimes she's getting in there. Maybe against a little more size and athleticism, but we got to figure that out and get her finishing a little bit better around the basket.
Coming back from injuries, we know Emma Atwood, and she's battling through. We saw her the first couple of games. You mentioned Kaylee Keston a little bit too. Once she gets back out there, you know, what do Northwest fans expect to see whenever she suits up for the first time?
Oh, yeah, just as tough a kid as you're going to find, as competitive a kid you're going to find. Before her high ankle sprain, she was in the gym every day. She was calling, can I get in at 6 a.m.? Last night, 8 o'clock, can somebody come let me in? She's tough. She's a worker. She's just that element that we need as we continue to build our program. But, it's going to take her a little while to figure out, offensively and reads and stuff. But as far as stick your nose in, rebound, toughness, she's as good as they get. And obviously Emma was one of our best rebounders before we went out. So having those kids back will definitely give us a little more depth, and it'll give us that extra toughness that is the biggest thing we're lacking right now, because we can defend pretty well at times. I think we've been pretty good at offense at times. Obviously we weren't tonight, but that loose ball rebounding, those things is that's where we need to make our jump if we're going to be successful in our league, which obviously we all know is a tough competitive league. And if we play like we did tonight in a league game, we're going to have the same outcome against teams in our league.
A couple of days to regroup, then Central Missouri on Thursday. Coach, appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. and from Sure Grow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, Sure Grow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on Sure Grow products and services at 660-446-3376.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back one final time in Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State falls to UMKC this evening, 76-51. We owe you a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tough one tonight, John Coffey, but a chance to bounce back on Thursday against UCM.
Yes, it is. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, a nice way to kind of knock the rust off from Thanksgiving week off and a chance to get really back into things on Thursday as they get back into MIAA play with Central Missouri. Ought to be a very good matchup on Thursday.
Northwest falls this evening 76-51 to UMKC, but taking on UCM in a doubleheader on Thursday. The women's game starting at 5:30. Pregame on the Bearcat Radio Network will start at 5 o'clock. That's going to do it for us here from Kansas City. Thanks to everyone involved with tonight's broadcast, our engineers Jacob Blair and Derek Campbell. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Trittensing. So long.